Moto Zappa.
Moto Zappa.
Now, it's I called it a parody band. You said it really isn't a parody band, but then it is a parody band.
Moto Zappa is one of the, to me at this point, is one of the reasons why it's worth living. I really, it's part of me down, deep down below. It really is. 15-year-old band. Parody, I wouldn't say, when you say parody, you think of Al Yankovic, right? We don't really make fun of others. We make fun of ourselves to start with. We do modern music. And by the way, the musicians in the band are really
phenomenal.
Extraordinary.
I
have to say that.
And a lot of it's original, correct?
Most of it is. Most of it is. We get ideas from other place. I mean, we contaminated, but most of the music that we record is ours.
Yeah.
Then live, I also do parodies of other songs, but we cannot record it for copyright reasons.
Right.
So now, the lyrics are what makes us special in our area, because most of them are in dialect or in Italian, but what we do, we talk about modern, current things and whatever goes on. A lot of sex, a lot of food, the usual, some toilet humor. But with the wisdom, the old-timer wisdom of the countryside area where we come from.
But you do a lot of what you do in costume also.
I do that too. That's me. I do change. I mean, the last live concert that we did at the theater of my town, which by the way is built in the 1700s.
Yeah.
What town is that?
Fabriano in Marche, in the region of Marche, which is center east. Like where Florence is, just on the other side.
Okay.
It's like Tuscany without the Brits. You know, it's a well-kept secret. We look like Tuscany, but we don't tell anybody. So we enjoy it ourselves. No, the thing is, the last show we had in the theater, the whole 770 people, the mayor had to let in like another 100, 150, just because they're pushing at the doors. That's how popular we are.
Well,
I'm blowing my own horn.
No,
as usual,
but I could see that when I went on YouTube and I looked at three or four of the different cuts on YouTube. That's you were playing at four different venues, and that's the audience really, really was. You got them going.
They participate. They know the lyrics. And by the way, I change.
You
I
must
change.
Have a cult following.
I even yes. I even sing in drag.
I've seen that.
Oh, that's something.
That's hysterical.
You'd make a nice looking woman.
Pregnant, yes.
Pregnant woman.
A nice looking pregnant woman.
As a nun?
Why?
You're not a nun.
I write for Familia Cristiana, don't forget. Christian family. Let's not push the envelope too far there. I'd like to keep my job.
I see you dressed up as a nun on your album.
No,
that's gospel.
Oh, that's gospel.
Gospel.
Oh, pardon me.
That's gospel. That's gospel, not a nun. So. I am ascending to the sky. And if you look at the record, I'm disappeared. I already, gone.
Now you said your concert, draws over 700 people in your town that you're from.
Oh no, it drew more.
Okay,
we had like
more.
over 1,000.
I think my question is going to be, how big of a population is it?
30,000. Amazing.
So there's 30,000 people.
1,000 comes to see us. 1 out of 30 comes to see us when we play. We don't play much. I mean, I'm in America and they're there, so I go back three or four times a year.
You got to bring.
You know
here.
What? However, though, one thing that I like to mention. The last album, not this one. I don't have a copy, and I'll bring it next time. The last album that we did, I sang the songs here in a recording studio, sent over the tracks. They mixed it over there. Yeah. So basically, we recorded it on two different sides of the ocean without even seeing each other.
More and more people are doing that. Yeah. More and more
artists
do that.
To me, I was amazing.
That's terrific. Yeah. Oh. And you'd never know. You didn't miss a beat.
However, being together in the same room, nothing beats that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the chemistry. The
so how do how are you
the wavelength.
So you listen, you had a headphone on, listen to the musical track, and then added the vocals?
No, I sing to it, and then he records the voice, and then he sends it over to Italy, and the sound editor mixes it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We That's did that nice. The last time, last year. And it came out a fantastic job, I have to say. Now, one thing that I'm really proud to say is that the band is going to play again. I mean, I want to send a prayer and a wave and a hello wave to our bass player, Christian Alterio, who passed away last Christmas, actually, from cancer, 35 years old.
That's my.
So our band did not play for almost a year. But now we want to get back on track. Well, in honor. He was sick. You don't substitute the guy that is sick. I mean, if he's got the flu, you substitute him. If he got cancer, you don't.
Exactly.
So for 6 months, we didn't touch instruments. And then after that, there's a mourning period of some sort.
Is there any possibility you guys would be coming to the United States as a group?
I would love to.
We would love to. We would lobby big time to get you on the stage at our feast.
I'm gonna send the recording of this to my friends over there.
Mikey, Saturday night, how many people on the street?
On Saturday night? Probably 30,000.
More than my town. More than they live in my town. By the way, feast.
But people come and go, you know.
That
I mean?
Feast. Oh, no, if we play, people won't go. Just come. They stay there and listen.
They'll have a blast.